朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
以斯拉带领了一些百姓上了城墙，向右边绕城而走。
It says there are two processions. One is led by Ezra on the top of the wall, and then they walk toward the right.
另外，尼希米带着一般百姓上了城墙，向左边而行。
And Nehemiah led another group of people on top of the walls, and they were walking to the left.
那么在城墙上发生了三件重要的事情。
And there are three things happened on top of the walls at the dedication.
第一件事情，他们用大卫的乐器在那里大声唱歌，称谢神。
First thing that they used the music instruments of David to sing and praise God.
对，向着神，他们是大声的敬拜和赞美。
To God, they praise with loud voices.
接着第二件事情，他们用脚声吹号，说到向仇敌的夸胜。
And then they blow the trumpets to proclaim victory over the enemies.
那对比于从前城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧，百姓遭大难受凌辱，弟兄姊妹，这是一个大的不同。
And this is a great contrast to the conditions before the walls were built, because people were in great trouble and distress.
第三件发生的事情，就是众民、妇女和孩童都大大的欢乐，欢唱的声音直达远处。
And the third thing happened is that children and women, they were all greatly rejoicing, and their voice reached far away.
是的，这个跟从前的对比是没得比的。
This is a big contrast from before.
百姓受羞辱，在那里遭难受凌辱，那是完全不能比。
Before compared to when they were living in disgrace.
好，我想我们的圣经必须停在这里。
And this concludes our scripture reading.
那么在这里我们看见这个城墙的重建，中间有五件非常重要的事情。
Five things happened during the whole process of rebuilding the city.
让整个城墙的重建能够顺利的完成。
So that it can be accomplished smoothly.
把百姓从遭大难受凌辱的情形带到了一个欢乐的局面。
So that people can be delivered from their distress.
把城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧的情形变成神百姓在墙上向仇敌吹角夸胜。
So people no longer in trouble, but then they could proclaim victory and boast over enemies.
有这么在这么短的时间里面，他们能够化羞辱为荣耀。
How canThey turned their disgrace into glory in such a short time.
能够化这些仇敌的苦难凌辱成为他们的欢乐呢？
How can they turn their distress into their joy?
弟兄姊妹，这里面每一个因素都是重要的。
Every single element is important.
那第一件事情，我们看见尼希米在夜间带着一些同工起来查看城墙毁坏的情形。
First, Nehemiah went with his co-workers to inspect on site.
夜间说到众人在睡觉的时候。
When everyone was sleeping.
那就姊妹在这里有一般神的儿女们，他们却在众人休息睡觉的时候，他们为着神家起来警醒。
When everyone else was sleeping, there was this group of people who were watching and guarding for God's house.
弟兄姊妹，任何一个家都需要这样子的人。
Every family needs a person like this.
我们常常鼓励弟兄们在一家之主的地位上应该负这个责任。
We often encourage brothers to carry on this responsibility.
如果弟兄失职，姊妹们不要跟他赌气，你不干我也不干。
If your husband somehow was not responsible, wives, I encourage you.
我们总要有人起来知道仇敌在我们中间有没有痕迹，有没有作为。
Someone has to be on guard.Against the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，他们夜间起来查看城墙毁坏的情形。
Therefore, at night, they went on to the city wall to inspect.
我记得我父亲八九年刚从台湾退休，要移民到美国来的时候。
I remember when my father retired in 1989 and I was thinking about moving to America.
我记得好久没见到我爸爸妈妈，他来到我们中间聚会。
And then when my parents came to our church and had meetings with us.
我记得我父亲那时候问我一个问题。
I remember my father asked me a question.
他说：“你知不知道教会里面有多少的弟兄姊妹每天有固定的读经、祷告生活
？”He asked me, "Do you know how many brothers and sisters at church who read the Bible and pray every day?"
有姊妹一句话把我问倒了。
I was speechless.
有姊妹，我到现在我还不知道你们几个人真的有每天有读经有祷告。
Even until now, I don't know how many of you read the Bible and pray every day.
弟兄姊妹，如果神的儿女们向着神不尊主为大，把主摆在首位，我们怎么可能过得胜的生活？
If we do not honor God as the first place in our life, how can we live a victorious life?
我们做任何一件事情，我们都会非常小心的查看。
Before we set out to do anything, we will first have to evaluate.
我认识一个弟兄，他在湾区要买房子的时候，他起码看了100多间，他才买。
I know a brother who went to see about more than 100 houses before he bought his own.
所有他看中想出价的房子。更是上屋顶下地底下去钻去看的。
Every house that he was about to make an offer, he would climb up to the roof or even under the house to inspect.
他那时候都60多岁了，到那边去在地板上跳啊跳啊跳啊。
He was in his 60s and he would still jump up and down on the floor.
上屋顶敲敲打打，到钻到地底下跟人家一起去看地基选。
Or he would go up to the roof or go down to the base.
我们为了买一栋房子，我们花这么多的功夫，看看它到底有没有问题。
We spend so much effort to inspect a house before we buy it.
但是我们在建立家庭的时候，我们却忽略了有这样子的责任和使命。
But when we build a family, we often neglect our responsibilities.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要认识。
We need to know.
我们要对自己的生命也要有认识。
And we need to know our life.
什么事情最容易叫我这个人属灵下沉？
We have to know what will cause me to go.Down spiritually.
什么事情最容易叫我这个人失去了喜乐，失去了跟神的关系？
We have to know about ourselves that what can take away our joy and our relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要注意。
We have to be aware and self-conscious.
如果我们都不看守我们自己的灵魂，
If we do not guard our spirit,
我们对我们自己生命任凭仇敌进出，我们不在乎的话，
If we let the enemy come freely into our lives.
我们怎么可能得生命并且得着更丰盛的生命呢？
How can we obtain life even more abundantly?
弟兄姊妹，盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The thief comes to steal, kill and destroy.
我们要认识我们自己里面被毁坏的情形。
We have to know the condition of our heart.
很多弟兄姊妹对上网路不该去的站，他没有办法抗拒。
A lot of us cannot resist going to pornography sites.
很多人对某一些的思想，他没有办法抗拒。
A lot of times we cannot resist certain thoughts.
很多时候我们对一些钱财、情欲的贪爱，我们没有办法放弃。
Or we cannot deal or let go of our greed or lust.
弟兄姊妹都成为仇敌进出的管道。
And they become the channel for the enemies to come in.
弟兄姊妹，当尼布甲尼撒王一声令下，所有的人都下拜。
But at that time when King Nebuchadnezzar commands and everyone has to bow down.
因为人里面心里面不是靠着主那么稳的站住的话。
If we do not stand firm by the Lord.
任何一件事情就叫我们掉到失败去。
Anything can cause us to fall.
所以尼西米夜间起来查看。
Therefore at night Nehemiah went to inspect.
然后接着他就把这个负担传递出来。
And then he passed down his burden to the officials.
弟兄姊妹他不是起来骂人。
He did not come to rebuke.
他不是起来批评论断。
He was not criticizing either.
斯百克弟兄特别提醒我们。
Brother Sparks reminds us.
如果你对问题不能够提出积极的解决之道，就让我们宁可安静不说。
If you cannot provide constructive suggestions, we rather be silent.
但是他底下却又讲了这么积极的一个盼望。
But yet he has this hope.
但愿求神救我们。因为脱离了积极的出路而有的安静。弟兄姊妹，他告诉我们，你进到任何一个教会，你不要多久，你可以找出所有的问题。
What he was really saying is that any church that you go to, you will always find the weaknesses.
这个教会的关怀不够。
Or you will say they are not good at caring.
这个教会大家的同心不够。
Or they are not good at teamwork.
这个教会的这个诗歌敬拜太差。
Or their worship is not as good.
这个教会的讲道听不下去。
Oh, I cannot stand the preacher.
弟兄姊妹，你可以找出很多的问题。
You can always find the shortcomings of a church.
但是斯百克弟兄却告诉我们。
But Brother Sparks tells us.
能够找出问题，不需要特别的恩赐和这个经验，你马上就可以找出来了。
That he tells us that we do not need special talents to see what problems are.
但是如果我们不能够自己去堵住破口的。
But if we cannot close the gap with ourselves,
如果我们不能够为着这个问题，我们有一个具体的 积极的 solution 出来的话，
if we cannot provide constructive solutions for the problems,
让我们宁可安静。
Let's be quiet.
但是求神救我们，因为没有积极的 solution 而必须有的安静。
But may the Lord help us to deliver us from this silence simply because we lack solutions.
弟兄姊妹，尼希米看见了城墙的情形。
Nehemiah saw the real condition of the city wall.
他回来告诉百姓。
So he came back to tell the people.
他说这一切你们都看见了。
You have seen these are in front of your eyes.
他说起来，让我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Rise up, let us rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
免得我们再受凌辱。
So that we will no longer live in disgrace.
弟兄姊妹，众民就都起来，奋勇的、专心的加入这个行列。
And people all join this great project.
他能够把那个重建的负担传递出来。
He was able to pass down this burden to people.
弟兄姊妹，在历史上多少的危机都因为有一些器皿出来传递的负担。
Throughout the history, we can see many crises were turned around because the burden was passed down to people.
当英国被德国轰炸的这个几乎这个受不了的时候。
When Great Britain was bombarded and by Nazis.
英国首相丘吉尔起来发表演说。
The Prime Minister Winston Churchill gave speeches.
那么强的在那里说 ，Never give up。
And then he strongly urged, never give up.
弟兄姊妹，让英国站起来。
And then the Great Britain stood up.
在不可能的里面，他们反败为胜。
In this impossible situation, they turned their defeat into a victory.
弟兄姊妹，在教会历史里面，多少次神兴起器皿流转的那个时代。
Throughout the church history, God raised up so many vessels to turn around their generation.
弟兄姊妹，你说我不是那样子一个大的器皿。
You may say, I'm not such a great vessel like them.
从你自己的家，你所在的小组和教会开始。
But start with your own family, the small group you are in, and your church.
如果我们觉得我们目前的家庭生活越来越俗世，越来越没有主，没有属灵的味道。
If you feel that our family life is turning into more and more worldly and less spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，提醒全家起来恢复祭坛。
Remind your whole family to rebuild the altar.
带着孩子来敬拜神。
Lead your children to worship God.
你觉得小组越来越没有味道，越来 越不能享受，不能得祝福。
If you feel that you enjoy your small group less and less.
弟兄姊妹，我们不批评，我们不论断。
Let's not just criticize.
但是我们却把这个负担传递出来。
Let's pass down this burden.
我们呼召人起来一起防堵破口。
Let's call people to together stop the gap.
我们呼召人起来一起重建城墙。
To rebuild the city walls.
不仅仅让仇敌不能够自由的进出。
Not only that, we will stop the enemy from coming in.
让神的同在，神的见证，在我们的家和小组和教会里面，这么真实的能够彰显出来。
But that God's presence and testimony can be seen in our family and our small groups.
而第三，讲到他们对仇敌的警醒和谨守。
Thirdly, they were on guard and alert against the enemies.
弟兄姊妹，哪里有神的祝福？哪里就一定有仇敌要来破坏的。
Whenever there is blessing of God, there will be destructions of the enemy.
哪里有人向着神的旨意而去，哪里就一定仇敌要来拦阻我们。
Whenever people go for the will of God, there will be enemies stopping them.
你发现参巴拉、亚拉伯人、亚门人、亚斯图人，他们全部联合起来，他们都愤怒神的百姓在重建城墙。
You see that Sambala and all his companies, They get together to stop people from building the city wall.
弟兄姊妹，你发现他们不管对仇敌的嘲笑也好，
but either the enemy mock them,
对仇敌的威胁也好，
or threaten them,
对仇敌的愤怒也好，
or they were angry toward them,
或者对仇敌的妥协也好，
or a compromise of the enemy,
不管任何的方式，他们都不给魔鬼留地步。
It doesn't matter how the enemy treated them, they will not compromise and leave ground.
弟兄姊妹，这一般人真是知道自己在做什么。
This is a group of people who knew what they were doing.
这些人也真像圣经说的，我们并非不晓得仇敌的诡计。
They knew of the schemes of the enemy.
他们各样的方法，只要仇敌一来，这些人里面马上就警觉到是仇敌的作为和脚步。
They were very alert and they were always very aware of enemy schemes.
他们拒绝他。
They refused the enemies.
他们抵挡他。
and fight against.
他们把他们的羞辱转到神的面前去。
They turn their disgrace and shame to God.
所以后面他们能够那样子的赞美，靠耶和华而得的力量，是我们心里的喜乐。
Therefore, at the end, they were able to proclaim that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌威胁、利诱，各种方法都有。
The enemy was threatened or would mock them.
以前我们讲过一个故事，听说爱斯基摩人去抓雪地里面的狼的时候，他们有他们特别的方法。
There was a story about how Eskimos tried to capture wolves in the snow.
那些狼都是生性残忍，很喜欢吃肉的。
The wolves are very vicious, and then they like to eat meat.
所以他们不直接面对面的去跟他这个搏斗。
So the Eskimos will not fight directly with the wolves.
他们拿一个匕首，一把刀，上面插着一块肉，然后倒插在雪地上面。
They will use a short knife and then with a piece of meat on it and then stick on the ice.
然后他们就回去了。
And then the Eskimos will go home.
这些狼闻到肉味以后就过来吃这块肉。
And then the wolves will come to eat the meat.
当他们吃了那么一小块肉的时候，真的是吊胃口，不过瘾。
And then when they eat the meat, it was not, certainly not enough for them.
然后他们在吃的时候，那个刀已经把他的舌头刮破了，
and then,
开始流血。
When the wolves were eating the meat, their tongues would be cut by the knife.
那个血的味道让他舍不得离开，他一直舔，一直舔，一直舔。
And the blood on the knife would cause the wolves to keep on licking because they were just not willing to let go of the smell of the blood.
他一点都不知道他舔的就是他自己的血。
The wolf did not realize that they were actually licking their own blood.
他一点都不知道他在这里享受的就是他自己的生命。
They did not know that what they were really enjoying is their own life.
这就是主耶稣说的，人若赚得全世界，却赔上了自己的性命，还有什么益处呢？
This is what exactly Jesus said. What good is it if a man earns the whole world and yet loses his own life?
人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What can we trade for life?
今天在死亡的面前叫我们挑，我们可能挑生命，不挑这些财富。
If compared to death, we probably will choose life.
但是弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里也讲的是讲到我们里面那永生的生命。
But what Jesus was talking about is this eternal life within.
我们在这里享受这个世界的快乐。
We're enjoying the pleasure of the world.
我们在这里享受那些暂时的快乐。
We're enjoying the temporary pleasures.
但是我们却用了永生的代价在这里享受。
We trade it with our eternal life.
我们一步一步的迈向了仇敌的网罗和最终悲惨的结局。
Step by step, while falling into the snare of the enemy and eventually being destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要求神救我们。
May the Lord save us.
不管现在有任何的罪恶捆绑我们。
If there's any sin that's bothering us.
不管仇敌用任何的方式现在在这里掳掠，在这里伤害你我的话。
Whatever way, if the enemy is trying to capture you.
我们求神让我们可以警觉过来。
May the Lord help us to be alert and wake up.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌无孔不入。
Because the enemy is very capable.
就算外面什么事情都没发生，他一样可以借着我们的思想叫我们犯罪。
Even if there's nothing happened outwardly, he can still use our mind, our thoughts to cause us to sin.
底下说到他们不计代价，全力以赴。
Number the fourth element is that they go all out without reservation.
圣经上告诉我们，他们不仅仅警醒到一手做工，一手拿兵器。
The Bible tells us that they were so alert that they would carry the materials to build with one hand and weapon on the other hand.
那做工真是不方便，对不对？
This is very inconvenient.
你一手要拿着刀，另外一手在那里锤啊。
You can only use one hand to build, and the other hand has to hold weapon.
一只手拿着刀，一只手在那里锯。
One hand to saw.
弟兄姊妹，不是他们太过紧张啊。
It's not that they were paranoid.
而是仇敌随时就 attack 他们。
But the enemy will come anytime.
仇敌环绕他们进到一个地步，他们必须不能把刀随便放下来。
The enemy was surrounding them and they were very close to them that they could not just let go of their weapon even for a moment.
弟兄姊妹，可能这是我们平常生活里面不能够想象到的。
It's very hard for us to imagine that.
但是圣经上却告诉我们该有的生活。
But this is the life that we should live.
就连我们今天在电脑界，我们一面在这里做事赚钱。
Even today, when we work in the high-tech industry,
我们为了养家。
we work for, to make a living.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘了我们手中的兵器。
But please do not forget the weapons in your hands.
他们的警醒不仅仅一手做工，一手拿兵器。
They were alert and they were holding weapons in one hand.
圣经上告诉我们，他们是不计代价，全力以赴。
And the Bible tells us that they were willing to pay all price.
他们做工一半拿兵器，从天亮直到星宿出现的时候。
They work from dawn to night.
而且说到连尼西米和他的仆人和那些护卫兵都不脱衣服。
And the Bible even tells us that in Nehemiah and his men, they would not even take off their clothes.
那弟兄姊妹呢，真是一个非常危险的局面才会到这样子。
They must be in such great danger so that they have to be so alert.
他们连出去打水都带着兵器。
They even carry their weapons when they go to the water.
说到最平凡的生活，他们都在主的面前警醒。
Even in the trivial chores of life, they have to be on guard.
你到 Safeway 去打水的时候，也要带着兵器，你知道吗？
Do you carry your weapon when you go to Safeway to buy water?
不然偷偷买了什么不该看的杂志回家了，对不对？
Otherwise, you might bring back some magazine that you're not supposed to.
不然在外面租了一个不该看的录影带回家了。
Or maybe you rent a videotape that you're not supposed to. 因为
我们都要小心，最平凡的生活，他们都带着兵器。
Be on guard and carry your weapon even when doing trivial chores.
他们为什么能够从早晨到晚上都这样子的做工呢？
How can they continue working day and night?
因为这件事情太重要了。
Because they're doing something very important.
因为 priority 来说，它是最重要最重要的一件事。
And this is the most high priority thing.
只有当我们在做一件最重要的事情，我们会这个样子，对不对？
Only when we're participating in something very important, we'll be so dedicated, right?
不然我们不需要这样子的赶法。
Otherwise, we don't have to rush.
我记得我88年那次手术被开了15个小时。
In 1988, I went through a surgery which lasted 15 hours.
这些医生为什么要这么辛苦的从早上7点钟到晚上10点钟都不休息的为我开刀呢？
Why did the doctor have to work so hard from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 at night?
因为他把你整个脸已经开开来了。
Because they have opened up my face.
他们是从我耳朵后面一直切切切切到脖子，然后整个脸 flip over 出来。
They cut open behind my ears and then flipped the side of my face.
然后一直在那里流血。
And then it's bleeding.
那我是开刀前三个礼拜，每个礼拜去抽一袋血流着。
Three weeks before the surgery, I had to go and draw some blood to save it.
那时候不太敢用这个血库里面的血。
I did not want to use the blood in the blood bank.
所以他们认为三袋够了，因为他们估计我的手术是四到六个小时。
They thought three bags of blood should be enough because they estimated it would be 4 to 6 hours.
结果没有想到开15个小时。
They did not know it lasted for 15 hours.
所以到最后他把我身上流出来的血经过一个 filter 过滤以后又再打回到我的身上来。
So at the end, they had to just filter the blood that was bleeding and then re-pump it back to my body.
所以时间对他们来说非常非常的重要。
Therefore, time was very critical.
因为他们说他们那15个小时里面四个人在那里拼命的赶拼命的赶。
So they were saying that in 15 hours they were rushing their work.
出来的时候他碰到练师姊妹就跟他说我这一辈子再也不帮你先生开刀了。
And after they came out, they told my wife, well, I will never operate on your husband ever again.
对他们来说剥了一层皮。
Because it was too hard for them.
因为再拖下去我的肺可能都会出问题，因为后来我一点力量都没有。
Because if they keep on dragging, then there will be some, it would be very, serious.
因为这边这对他们医生来说这是 top priority, 他必须赶快做。
So for them, the surgery was top priority, they had to rush the job.
他不能说我做了两三个钟头我出去喝杯咖啡再回来。
They couldn't say, oh, after 2 or 3 hours, let me take a coffee break.
我中午吃个日本料理我再回来。
Or then let me go to a sushi place for lunch.
还没有完明天继续好了。
Or we say, oh, let's continue tomorrow.
因为这边不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
因为对他们来说太重要了。
It's too critical.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们里面到底重建城墙？我们如果连听到都觉得跟我这么遥远的话
，If when we hear this message about rebuilding the wall, if we feel this is so far away from me，
弟兄姊妹，我会怀疑我们是不是真正会重建我们的城墙
？Then I doubt if we will really start to rebuild。
它太重要了。
It is too important。
我们的思想需要城墙。
We need walls guarding our mind。
我们的眼睛、耳朵需要城墙。
We need walls guarding our eyes and ears.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活、我们的家庭、我们的教会都需要城墙。
Our life, our family, and our church, we all need city walls.
靠着主的话。
by God's word.
活在圣灵里面。
Live in the spirit.
活在神的同在中。
Live in the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣城最重要的意义。
And this is the significance of the city wall.
这件事情必须在我们里面是重要的。
It has to be of high priority in our life.
大家不计代价，全力以赴。
That we're willing to do it with all price.
那底下说到他们分工合作，各尽其职。
And then everyone did their own part for the whole.
不管是做商人的。
Whether they're merchants,
不管做银匠的
silversmith,
不管做祭司的
priest,
不管是看守耶路撒冷的
gatekeepers,
还有他们的 女儿
even their daughters,
弟兄姊妹，圣经上讲到各种的人，他们都来从事城墙的重建。
All kinds of people participated.
有人负责上坡地，那很不容易。
Some build the city walls on the high hills.
有人负责转角的地方
or the corners.
而一般住家的人就各对着自己的房屋来修造城墙。
And the residents of the city will build a section in front of their
own house. 弟兄姊妹，全城的百姓都在重建啊。
Everyone was rebuilding.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要你。
We need you.
你们也需要我。
You need me too.
我们每一个人都需要起来重建。
We all need to rise up and rebuild.
如果整个城墙重建的四分之三还有断断续续没有完，弟兄姊妹，仇敌可以进来的。
Even if we only build three quarters, the enemy still can come in.
就像我们同工退休会讲的会幕的竖板，缺的两三块，荒野的风沙一定进来的。
Just like the boards of the fence for the tabernacle, if we're just missing one or two, then the dust will come in.
它整体是一个完整的全体。
It has to be a whole.
主耶稣说我们是他的身体。
Jesus says we are his body.
弟兄姊妹，一个都少不了。
Not even one can be missing.
我想我们看报纸就知道昨天台湾的华航又出事。
You probably have heard that the China Airline lost another airplane yesterday.
一次又死了225个。
And about 255 people died.
弟兄姊妹，如果在盖飞机的时候
，If when they were building the airplane,
有一个人不尽心尽力负责
，If one neglected his responsibility,
他几个螺丝没有上好的话
，And then he didn't tighten few screws,
他可能造成了多大的伤害
？He might have caused a great loss.
当飞机在维修的时候。
When people were maintaining airplanes,
如果有一个人因为那天早上跟他妻子吵了架，心情不好
，if a repairman was in bad mood due to a fight with his wife in the morning,
随便在他负责检验的那一部分，他就签名盖章，表示他做过了
，and he casually signed off his part.
因为什么？不管任何事情，如果造成了飞机的失事
，whatever that caused the accident,
因为什么？一个人就可能带下了多么大的毁灭性的一些伤害。
One person can destroy many people's lives.
今天我们在这里讲重建城墙。
Today when we talk about rebuilding the city wall.
神从来没有说一两个人要重建城墙。
God never said let one or two build.
我们全家都需要重建。
The whole family has to participate.
我们整个教会都需要重建。
The whole church has to participate.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样子才有可能真正拦阻仇敌的进去。
Only so we can stop the work of the enemy.
你就算不能够去做那些艰难的部分，上坡地或转角处。
Maybe we are not able to do the difficult part, the uphill ones or the corners.
我们从自己的家先开始。
Let's start with our own family.
你对着自己的房屋的地方，你来修建。
Repair the section right in front of your house.
照着神的话来修建。
According to God's word.
所以你发现稀奇的事情，大家都对着自己的房屋在哪里修建。
So when everyone builds the section in front of their own house.
而当他完工的时候。
And when finally the wall is finished.
它成了一座联络整齐的一座城。
The wall is so closely compacted together.
其中没有破裂之处。
And there's no gap.
有姊妹，仇敌听见了就愤怒。
So when enemy heard of this, they were angry.
因为他们找不到缝隙再进来。
Because they could not find any gap to come in.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里请求我们在座的每一个家庭，我们都起来。
Therefore, we ask every single family to rise up.
我们起来重建城墙。
Let's rebuild the city wall.
在你个人的生活里面，我们来建该有的城墙。
In your individual life.
在我们的家庭。
In your family.
在我们的教会。
In your church,
我们都起来重建城墙。
Rise up and rebuild the city wall.
弟兄姊妹，当那座圣城起来的时候
，So when finally the holy city is built,
我们看见以斯拉、尼西米这两位神重用的仆人
，And we see these two great servants of God, Nehemiah and Ezra.
他们那样子的同心带领神的百姓。
They were in harmony leading God's people.
他们都在神百姓恢复的历史上面有一个这么重要的地位。
And they were all very important in the history of restoration in God's people.
但是我们看不见他们中间任何的增进。
And we do not see any competition among them.
他们两只的同心，两只的和谐。
They were in unity and in harmony.
他们各带了一队百姓上城去。
They each led a group of people on the wall.
弟兄姊妹，我们在头脑里面可以想象那幅荣耀的图画。
Let's imagine this joyful and happy scene.
从前是城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
Before the city gates were burned down and the walls were destroyed.
现在两位属灵的领袖带领着神的百姓上了城。
And now, behold this beautiful picture that two servants of God leading God's people on top of the wall.
他们用大卫的乐器向着神大声唱诗感谢。
They were singing great praises to God with loud voice using David's musical instrument.
他们对着城外的仇敌，他们吹角夸胜。
And then they blow trumpet boasting over the enemies outside of the city.
那你说到众民，说到妇人，说到孩童。都大大的欢乐。
And women and children were greatly rejoicing.
而且他们绕完城以后，他们一起下来在圣殿面前会合。
And after they circled around the city, they came down and meet together in front of the temple.
他们向神献祭。
They offered sacrifices to God.
他们进到殿中来敬拜神。
They came to the temple to worship God.
而在尼希米记十三章结束的时候，祭司、利未人都各尽其职。
And Nehemiah chapter 13, all the priests and Levites, they were doing their own task.
百姓们都定期献祭，并且带着出手的果物、土产来献给神。
And people were coming to the temple with their first fruits to offer to God.
那真是一个美丽的图画。
What a beautiful picture.
弟兄姊妹，我们要再说。
Let me say it again.
城墙的破口不用多。
It doesn't need a lot of gaps.
只要有仇敌就可以自由进去。
If there's any, then the enemy can come in freely.
神给我们的祝福，我们的破口不用多。
We don't have to have a lot of gaps.
只要有破口，祝福早晚漏光光。
If there is any, then all our blessings will eventually leak out.
所以一个没有城墙的人生是一个充满了仇敌作为的人生。
Therefore, a life without city wall is a life full of destruction of the enemy.
一个没有城墙的家庭和教会一定是一个满了仇敌作为和破坏的家庭和教会。
A family or church without city walls will be full of destructions of the enemy too.
一个没有城墙的人生、家庭和教会。
A life or family or church without city walls.
也是一定是一个丧失神祝福的个人、家庭和教会。
For sure, we'll lose the blessing of God.
我们何等的赞美主。
How we praise God.
不仅仅撒迦利亚书告诉我们说耶和华要做耶路撒冷视为的火城。
The book of Zechariah tells us that not only the Lord will be a wall of fire around us.
他要做其中的荣耀。
And he will also be the glory within the city.
这是讲到我们主的那一面，他愿意为我们做。
And that's our God part. He was willing.
但是我们要回到我们自己的这一面。
But we have to look at our part.
让我们都像尼希米一样说，起来，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Let's all be like Nehemiah and will proclaim, rise up, let's rebuild the city wall.
免得我们再受凌辱。
So that we will no longer live in disgrace.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。